Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming. In collaboration with the U.S. Forest Service, I'm going to be talking about a study that looked at the effects of an invasive called Scotch broom on soil water and soil water chemistry on a recently harvested Doug fir plantation in the Pacific Northwest. So for those that don't know, Scotch broom is a non-native invasive leguminous shrub of major concern in coastal Douglas fir forests. It's been estimated that costs landholders on an order of tens of millions of dollars annually to control this species. It's adapted to disturbance, and particularly those found in a log site. It has a ballistic seed dispersal, which can produce seeds up to 10,000 per year. Those seeds can also remain viable in the seed bank for on the order of decades, and it forms a symbiosis with rhizobia, nitrogen-fixing bacteria. Land managers are particularly concerned because of the ecology of the species that this species is thought to perpetuate its dominance on sites by altering soil water and soil chemistry to conditions favoring its persistence, potentially even after removal. And it's also just to note that this species is easily distinguished by its yellow flowers. So it's found on both coasts, east and west, primarily because it was brought here as an ornamental in the 1850s, but it dominates in the west. It dominates mostly because the climate here is reminiscent of its climate of origin, that being the Mediterranean. Which is characterized by droughty summers and wintry, rainy winters. So the reminiscent climate that it's adapted to, in conjunction with logging operations taking place in both Washington and Oregon, led to it being a priority 1B noxious weed in both of these states. It aggressively invades and dominates recently harvested sites, as you can see here in this picture. This is actually the site that I was working on and the state it came from. So there's evidence in the literature that it's capable of depleting the soil water, increasing N inputs from the symbiosis with rhizobia, capable of cation loss. There's also evidence that it has a potential to release allelopathic chemicals. And again, because of the symbiosis with rhizobia, it's thought that the energy cost of forming that symbiosis causes phosphorus depletion on the sites that it invades. So just to reiterate our objectives here, we're specifically looking to quantify the effects of Scotch broom on soil water content and soil water chemistry. And the reasons to measure these variables are twofold. The first being that, like I said before, the Mediterranean climate, the dramatic fluctuations in precipitation, and secondly, the low soil water holding capacity of these gravelly loamy sands. So to test some of these variables, we implemented a 2x2 factorial design to test four experimental variants, that being a broom and veg present, a broom only treatment, no broom and no veg treatment, so bare ground, and veg only. There were six replications of each one of these treatments. Each one was carried out in 2x2 meter plot, and then where in plots were that required a broom species, a planted container grown Scotch broom was planted. So we measured soil water content, soil temperature, and soil chemistry, specifically looking at total N, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. But because there were no treatment effects on soil temperature or soil potassium, for the sake of brevity, they've been excluded from this presentation. So this is my illustration here. So to measure these variables specifically, we installed a tension lysimeter at a depth of 30 centimeters, a decagon soil moisture probe at a depth of 30 centimeters as well, and a eye button at a depth of 5 centimeters. So I'm just going to show you two different treatments here to show the range of what exists out there. This is a bare ground treatment, and really I just wanted to show the efficacy of the chemical treatment and the hand weeding that took place to keep this at a bare ground treatment. On the opposite end of the spectrum, this is a fully vegetated plot with broom and vegetation present. And it's just important to note here that the plot is nearly fully occupied with vegetation. So we had a couple research questions we wanted answers to using through this experiment. First off, these are sort of loaded research questions that sort of allude to our alternative hypotheses. Will vegetated plots have a greater effect in Scotch broom on soil water content? As a nitrogen fixer, will total soil water N be greater in the presence of Scotch broom? And will Scotch broom increase the concentration of soil water base cations? The thought there being that N is fixed, ammonium comes into the system and exchanges with these base cations. So the colors denoting the different treatments will remain the same throughout the presentation. So everything denoted with the green line is showing where vegetation was present. The yellow symbols where broom was present, and this black line with the black squares is the control or the bare ground treatment. So in this first year, we're looking at soil water content. I'm going to take you through 3 years here. In the first year of measurements, we see that the drawdown of low soil water content is driven primarily by the presence of vegetation. In the second year, that being 2014, you see these differences are narrowing, but still the drawdown is primarily driven by the presence of vegetation on these plots. And in the third year, we see that the broom-only treatment, the yellow circle with the black line, is significantly lower than the control, but not significantly different than both the vegetative plots. So this is suggesting that broom alone is capable of utilizing just as much water as a fully vegetated plot. Now we're moving into total N. We can see here in this first year, there's a lot of noise from instrument installation. But even after this starts to calm down, we see that there isn't a significant effect of the presence of broom on total N content in these treatments, which is interesting. And suggesting at least that whatever N broom is fixing, it is utilizing through assimilation. So now we're moving into calcium. Again, we see that noise from the instrument installation in the first year of measurements. It started to calm down, and then by 2015, we have a significant treatment effect in the broom-only treatment, having a higher calcium content concentration than the other treatments. Now we're moving on to magnesium. Here we see a clear presence of a treatment effect in the broom-only treatment, the markedly higher magnesium concentration in the broom-only treatment. So that wraps it up. So for the research questions, what does this mean for our answers to our research questions? So in answer to the first question, yes. Soil water content is more heavily driven by the presence of vegetation. However, because we saw that by year 2015, that drawdown becoming more significant or significantly lower than the control and not significantly different than the most vegetated plots, those being vegetation only and broom and vegetation present. We're inferring here that Scotch broom is capable of utilizing more soil water than a fully vegetated plot, or just as much, excuse me. As a nitrogen fixer, will total soil water N be greater in the presence of Scotch broom? Our answer so far is no. Scotch broom is presumably using the N it is fixing. And will Scotch broom increase the concentration of base cations? Our two findings confirmed our alternative hypotheses that yes, it will increase the concentration of base cations. And because of the instrument installation of our tension lysimeters being at 30 centimeters in depth, and these being skeletal and septosols, there is fear that, or not fear, but an assumption that these nutrients will be leached from the system. So over the 3 years, the effect of Scotch broom on soil water content, soil water chemistry, we're seeing that noise that we saw with calcium and magnesium start to calm down as time goes on. This is likely driven by the fact that broom itself, this container-grown broom, is growing larger and more influential in size and affecting these variables as time progresses. Also, if this trend continues, we assume that broom will have continue to have a disproportionate effect on soil water content relative to more vegetative plots. And despite its legume-rhizobium symbiosis, total soil water N so far is not affected by broom, indicating that soil N pools may not be affected after removal, and also indicating that whatever N broom is fixing, it is utilizing. And finally, cation concentrations, we are have indications that they are in flux in the broom-present treatment. And it's unclear if its presence will result in an increase or a loss over time. So like if most studies say, another year of observations will probably yield more definitive results. So far, because these results have kind of contradicted some of our early expectations, we expect those findings to be quite interesting. So thanks a lot. More or less, yeah, I think 3 to 5 years is what we're assuming.
I asked that question because I know that if you look at alternative nitrogen fixing species, it really takes a certain amount of time. We've read all of them, at least 5 to 7 years
think on these sites, because of the rotation lengths, we see broom flare up after a clear cut, and then once the, in general, this doesn't happen on every site, but in general, when the Doug fir dominates over the Scotch broom eventually becomes light limited, dies out, so it doesn't generally exceed beyond that later age, and then the cycle just continues as these dormant seeds blow up again after a clear cut. So that's an interesting point. So in answer to your first question, I think at this point we haven't dug up any of the Scotch broom that we've planted so far, but we're assuming that it's not exceeding a 30 centimeter depth. And then as far as removing below ground biomass, we're not doing that.
So I was wondering if maybe you're also potentially getting influence from outside of your plot, if
sure.
the root biomass extends beyond the plot.
Sure, entirely possible. Yeah, absolutely possible. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree.